Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have reached the midway point in this Tuesday transmission. We are simulcasting the third and fourth hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Webster Griffin Tarpley's popping in the next hour to talk about Obama's false flag nuclear blackmail that's going on, clearly preparing for a staged event, bare minimum engaged in psychological warfare. Paul Watson will be joining us in the last 30 minutes, but I'm going to cover this before he joins us. We'll just get into more detail. AP, not Prison Planet 2 weeks ago, AP today. Good job, everybody. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies pose as racist. This has already been going on. We're going to go over the evidence coming up. This is so important. They're going to brand you as racist, brand their New World Order takeover like it's some civil rights movement, and stage terror attacks and start arresting patriots. This is already going on to a certain extent. We understand their game plan. We understand their operation. We have the enemy's operation manual. We know their program. And with that knowledge, if we take action and have the initiative, we can defeat them. Knowing the enemy is half the battle. Let's go to your calls. David in California, you're on the air.
AJ, how you doing, man?
I'm all right because we're having a lot of victories.
Yeah, one thing I got to say is that David Rockefeller said, all you need is one more world crisis to bring in the new world order, and listening to Obama say this stuff makes you think a real lot.
That's an incredible point. In fact, guys, Google David Rockefeller about all we need is a crisis for global transformation to bring in the new world order, and then the Kissinger clip about UN troops, just Kissinger, UN troops. And then the David Rockefeller quote about we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right crisis. Go ahead.
Right. And it doesn't even have to be a nuke just in the United States. They could just do a couple all over the world. And I also want to bring up one point about the Samuel Jackson movie you're talking about. This also reminds me of that X-Files that they did like 9 months before 9/11. It seems like they're just trying to like prep us for something like this. Already trying to put it through the media and get it into our brains. So once it happens, then people are going to...
Yeah, another fabulous point. The lone gunman, and I had the star of the lone gunman call me and come to Austin to meet with me. He said the CIA, Dean Haglund, was planting those scripts on them and Chris Carter. This is from the host. And what was it, 6 or 7 months before 9/11, the government hijacks a jet to fly it in the World Trade Center, a passenger jet, as a pretext to invade Afghanistan and uses a drill simultaneously to make NORAD stand down. That exact thing happened on 9/11.
Right. It seems like it's just repeating itself. And not only you are, like, doing the red alarm right now. I listen to Steve Quayle a little bit here and there, and, you know, he says the same thing. Me and myself, just being woken up for 2 years and going way deep into everything, watching all your documentaries, reading books, listening to you every day, I feel the same thing, brother. It just feels like that these people are really going to have to move something because we're getting so much stronger right now, awakening people, that they're really going to have to make some moves right now. And I can really see them doing...
Exactly. Their agenda's in place, but it's cracking at the foundations. They're in trouble, and we know how they operate. And everybody, not just intellectually, can see the evidence, but you can feel it. Anybody who's got their head screwed on straight and has any discernment can feel the evil rising.
Right. So that's pretty much all I have to say. AJ, thanks for everything. I'm burning DVDs, and let's try to win this thing. You know, keep up the rage, man. I love it when you get angry, man, because we all should be angry about this. All right? Have a good day.
Thank you. You know when I tend to get enraged is when I watch videos, video after video. You just search engine, police beat man in wheelchair. There's videos of people with no legs, people paralyzed. They say, get up. They say, I can't. They say it nicely. The police beat them. I have all those videos. I can't even play them here because I can't watch them. I watch them once to have the knowledge, and it makes me too angry. I mean, I just...
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new film, Invisible Empire, is now shipping out of this office. Many of you around the country will get it on or before the 15th of April, 2010. 18 months in the making, and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we have a stack of them right here. Here is the actual DVD in the hard case with the hardcover. The New World Order on trial for the first time ever. The secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed in stark detail. This documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, and media propaganda and debt. The criminal controllers have successfully dominated the globe and are now in the final phase of consolidating power. Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. The New World Order is out in the open, all documented in stunning living color. Unelected bureaucrats are establishing regional unions under one superstate. Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless society surveillance grid in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth. And the extras are Peter Del Scott interview and G20 Pittsburgh. Again, I am so proud of this film, the great work of my crew and Jason Bermas over the last 18 months making Invisible Empire, incredible graphics, but the information is what's important. A great tool to wake friends and family up. Get it at Infowars.com, the hard copy DVD, or call toll free 888-253-3139. So I have directed 25 films, and I have produced three others. So that's 28 documentary films since I started making films 13 and a half years ago. I've been on the air 15 years, right at 15 years, been making films for 13 plus years, and that's 28 films. So how many films is that a year? Roughly two. So I'm just really proud of the crew, and they just get better and better and more informative. And now it's all out in the open. So, you know, this isn't us showing you secret government documents or, you know, clips. This is in their own words, Invisible Empire, a new world order defined. Bermas got so happy when these came in. He was hugging me. So Bermas is very, very excited. And it's up to you whether this goes viral and has a huge effect. You can also watch it premiering after the show, 3 p.m. Central, on Thursday, the 15th. It will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn it to disk, give it to everybody you know. Okay, I've got to control myself now because I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stacks of news that I have to at least skim the surface of. But 4 or 5 of these stacks I have to go into detail, and we got 2 guests coming up next hour. So I'm going to move as quickly as I can right now through some calls to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm news blitzing for the next half hour before Webster Tarpley and then Paul Watson join us. But right now, let's go to Leo in Missouri, or is it Montana? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Missouri. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say I believe the false flag attack is actually speaking of a false flag attack because it takes the focus off of what's really hurting this country, and that's the economy and this health care bill, which is really going to tax us possibly to death for some people. And I really believe that's the actual false flag attack, not so much an actual...
No, absolutely, And that's what I'm going to cover coming up when I recap this and get into more detail on some facets I haven't gotten into, is that Governor Ridge is on record that when he was the head of Homeland Security, they would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. That is an act of terrorism. If you call a bomb threat in and you haven't really sent a bomb to the courthouse, you still get a felony charge because it created the fear and endangered people. It's like yelling fire in a theater or worse. And we know they've done this in the past. We know Al-Qaeda's manufactured. We know they're not really going to nuke us. And I agree, bare minimum, this is a psychological terror attack.
Right, and I'm to the point where I'm not scared of this stuff anymore. If anything, it makes me more angry because I'm one of those people, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back twice as hard. And that's the way I think we got to look at stuff like this. When they come out with stuff like this, we just got to say, okay, if you're going to do it, then go ahead and do it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut and just let us live.
And it's important to stand up and say, we know you're behind it. We know you're engaged in psychological and physical terrorism. And to hound Obama, Al Gore, Newt Gingrich, and that's happening everywhere these globalists go. They are being hounded and exposed by real Americans. And the same thing's happening all over the world by patriots that understand the cost. We need to let them know that we know, and that's freaking them out. Because if we expose false flag terror and how it's used at every level, now AP confirming that Democratic operatives are infiltrating and posing as racist. Again, I told you that years ago, not because I'm smart. I study these people. I mean, it's real simple. I mean, it's like if I'm fishing and a purple worm with a green tail, I'm catching bass every time I cast it, but I put a red worm on with a gold tail, and I don't catch any fish, I know it's a purple worm. I'm not that smart, folks, but I can see how things work by watching. And that's all I've done is watch these people and read their own documents over and over and over and over again. I'll be on the air in a month saying, as AP even admitted, the Democrats are staging the racist signs and things at these tea parties, and there'll be websites saying Alex is a liar because I won't have the AP that day in my hand. I happen to have it today because it just came out. That's the problem. I've got too much evidence, Leo. I mean, here's the headline. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies and pose as racist. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And that's, you're exactly right. And if people keep their eyes open, they'll even see it on their local level, the bullying that's being done by their government. And it's just like facing a bully. You got to face him down until he either leaves you alone, or you get him down and you beat him until he leaves you alone. And that's where I think we're at now. People need to stop being scared of all this stuff and actually face them down and say, hey, we're not putting up with your garbage anymore. So either do what you're going to do, or we're going to do what we're going to do.
I think that's the only way. I agree. God bless you. Go ahead.
Take my call.
No, thank you so much. Absolutely. I mean, that's why they're on the news saying the Tea Partiers are terrorists. The Tea Parties flew a plane into a building. The Tea Partiers shot up the building. The Tea Partiers are going to attack. We've got to have naked body scanners or the terrorists will get us. And it turns out it was staged. I mean, it's admitted that that guy was a government minion and that they got him on the airplane. Case closed. It's all staged. I mean, do people think I got up here a year ago and then again 2 weeks ago, hot and heavy every day, saying the Democrats are going to infiltrate the Tea Parties and stage violence and pose as racist? I mean, do you think I was just saying that, folks? We were on their websites. We were reading what they were saying. We know what they're doing. False flag terror. It's terrorizing the Tea Parties who want to end the Federal Reserve, cut taxes and get our country back and protect our Second Amendment and our borders, and a bunch of good people. In fact, they polled them. 40% are independents or Democrats. Most of them are people who never got politically involved and have lost their job and are angry. And the media says, no, you're a racist terrorist. I mean, folks, that exposes 9/11 right there. Look how they call you a terrorist for being a Tea Party person or a racist. It's the same thing. Look how they're saying I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite every day in major newspapers and television. Why? They think their audience are a bunch of idiots. They think their audience is so stupid, they won't go find out what Alex Jones is really saying. Like I said, I watched 5 minutes of Chris Matthews last night, and everything he said was a lie. Everything. All of his guests, it was like a tree full of parrots repeating lies over and over. And then they, to make it worse, they were calling us liars. Everything they were saying was a lie about the health care bill. I've read the stinking thing. And I'm just ranting. I'm out of control. We need to get out of control, though. We need to get angry and get out of our comfort zone. Leo, thank you. Dee in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was able to go to that thomas.loc.gov, and I was able to find the bill there, like you said. Again, you know where to go to get the information. Thank you.
You bet.
Secondly, and it was as bad, there was death panels and stuff in there. I mean,
oh, it's all death panels. It's all in there.
I had a question, one comment, one thing to report, and then a question. A couple questions, actually. There was a story in Haaretz. I found it on Al Jazeera, and it linked to Haaretz. The Israeli army did an order where they're going to start evicting Palestinians that didn't have the quote-unquote permit. And that means a lot of them are going to get evicted to Gaza. Where
No. That's how it works in America now with zoning. They're just taking people's property and land. And the thing is, they know that when Israel does this, a new war is going to start. And It's just out of control.
And I thought this needed to be brought up because it was important. It is what they call ethnic cleansing, and it's big, and it needed to be said. That being said, my question is, if I wanted to see the PNAC documents, and if I wanted to see State Department Memorandum 200 and the bylaw, where do I go to see those documents? Because when
All at the Library of Congress. It's all at the National Security Archive. PNAC had its website up until about 2 years ago. I mean, it's been in thousands, tens of thousands of news articles have been written about the Project for New American Century. So you'll just use a search engine, and there's hundreds of documents they wrote, battle plans against the American people and the world, top neocons. But what you want to search is Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. PNAC. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. PNAC. And that will give you one of the more vicious reports. Where Cheney talks about race-specific bioweapons, where he talks about we need a new Pearl Harbor event to launch the war. It's totally sick. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call. Stay with us.
hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoubliShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, yes you are.
Devil in disguise.
Thank you for joining us. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Fred in Oklahoma. Fred, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good because we're having a lot of victories against the New World Order.
August of 2009, last year, William Jefferson Clinton had a sit-down with Kim Jong-il. You don't think he went on a little shopping spree over there, do you?
You know, I don't think they need to shop. They've got plenty of nukes over here, and we already caught Cheney trying to sneak out some cruise missiles. 3 years ago out of the Dakotas. But who knows what was going on with that meeting?
They can trace that stuff down to the element and where it was processed. Now, they would need that to be processed somewhere other than the United States. Now, if they let one of those things off, say, in Iraq or Afghanistan, and then later, a year later, they come to find out that it was processed in North Korea, they've got the pretense to the next war.
Well, that's another issue. Some of the uranium has been processed for Iran in Russia and France. So that's another way they could separately sell some of that to whatever private corporation or black ops group or intelligence agency was going to stage it. But they can also fake the isotopes. They can fake the manufacturing process and just claim. I mean, the FBI crime lab, we've had the former head of it on about how there was so much framing going on. So that they can just claim. I mean, they claim there was yellow cake uranium from Niger in Iraq. They claim there were WMDs. I mean, they don't need to actually frame someone that way. I disagree with you.
All right, sir. Well, like I said, it was just an idea. And thanks for all you do. And I'm a value listener, and I try to pass the message on to anybody who will listen.
Well, Fred, let me add, I mean, you've got a good point. I mean, certainly they could buy it from a third party in Eastern Europe, in Central Asia, out of Russia, from North Korea. That's a really good point. I mean, they could do it so they legitimately frame somebody and they can prove and not fake the test and then show that it came from somewhere that it really didn't. My issue is they can also fake evidence, fake forensics.
Yes, they've done it before. So
they've done it before. The sky's the limit with these people. And look, there's a lot of terror groups that it comes out later for decades didn't know they were being run by Western intelligence. I mean, it came out in a few major U.S. newspapers, what, a week and a half ago, that the head of the Mumbai attacks was a U.S. government agent running the operation. That came out in federal court. Just like it came out, one of the top white supremacists in the country was actually an FBI agent, Hal Turner, at national security level. I mean, it's so incredible that they just run. I'm hoping they bust somebody sometime that doesn't work for the globalists. I wish it was just ragtag terrorist. I'm not scared of ragtag terrorist, but I am concerned about the New World Order. Let's talk to Ken in South Carolina. Ken, you're on the air. Hi.
First of all, I want to thank you for telling the truth and giving the small people like me a chance to go tell the truth to other people. And I can't, just how many people I've woken up, I can't thank you enough.
Are you kidding? I can't thank you. We're all in this together, my friend.
I know. You know, first time caller, I'm a little bit nervous. I know I had no reason to be nervous because birds of a feather flock together. I just want to say this, a comment about the nukes now. Why wouldn't they set off the nukes here in the U.S.? Okay, that's what the elite wants. They want the population. They have the underground bunkers. We know they have the Denver airport. We've got the FEMA coffins lined up. Isn't that like a huge sign that something is coming very soon?
It's a perfect way to roll out the police state they've already got lined up. It's like football teams already lined up, and the quarterback's going, blue 42, blue 42, huh, huh, huh. And, I mean, they are ready to go, and again, they have a history of staging stuff. They're hyping it. It will help them. It's one of the cards they're looking at playing, and that's why they're so mad at 9/11 Truth, because now they've got to worry about a populace that's got their eyes wide open and who's looking for things, like 9/11 Truther Kurt Haskell, who exposed their entire underwear bombing, and it turned out he was right. See, we've got our people are everywhere now. You understand that?
Well, you know, they said they want depopulation. You know, they can just ship whoever's left. I guess is that what they feel?
Absolutely. And again, they can set off a dinky nuke that just blows up maybe 20, 30 square blocks, radiates part of a city. They'll come in, mop it up, clean it up. And if you think 9/11 drove a stake through our heart, a nuclear 9/11 will be a whole order or two of magnitude increased. Key points that you made, Ken. I appreciate your call. Francis, Nathaniel, Keith, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259. 9231. You have found it, ladies and gentlemen, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. More straight ahead in this wartime broadcast in the battle for free humanity and the Republic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase after the tired, the poor, the weak. Oppression, you know you mean only.
Okay. I'm going to systematically cover the top news stories in the next 30 minutes. Tarpley's only joining us for 15, Watson for 15. We'll take calls coming up in the next hour. If callers want to hold, you can hold. If not, you can call back. But I'm going to systematically go through a bunch of important news here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to thank a couple of sponsors that have made this radio show possible, but also believe in. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. One word, MySolarBackup.com. Links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is a plug-and-play solar generators available from our wonderful sponsors, Listeners from Science, and they've been selling these on our show for 2 years. Our listeners love them. I've gotten great feedback. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. So whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you name it, or all this greenhouse gas tax garbage, you need to start moving off the grid. A great way to do it is mysolarbackup.com or call for a free information package at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is the best, purest, cleanest drinking water you're going to find anywhere. You know, clouds are made out of water, and that's what this does. It grabs water out of the atmosphere in your house, your business, your your work shack, you know, your tinkering shack, your work shed, whatever. And it grabs it, and the smaller units produce 7-plus gallons. They've got them that produce hundreds of gallons a day. They're very affordable, and it sends them through 7 to 12 different filters, depending on which unit you buy, as if you need a bunch of filters when it's right out of the air. The point is it's really great water. You can find out more at ecolablue.com, 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 banners up on Infowars.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. Okay. Let me try to calmly and systematically go over the news right now. Since the 40s and 50s, the U.S. government, in a staged event, now has been declassified. You heard Jesse Ventura talking about it when he was on with us last week. We had a deal with the Russians after World War II with Joe Stalin that he would attack a bunch of third world countries. We would claim we were opposing him. And then we would attack and invade countries. And then he would claim he was opposing us. Remember what Adolf Alois Hitler did with the Russian Nazi pact that was signed, what, in 1939? They divided Poland, a sneak attack. From the east, the Russians. From the west, the Germans. Well, the CIA and others at the end of World War II, the OSS, and Fletcher Prouty, who was the head of Black Ops, wrote about this, but now large portions have been declassified. They put Mao Zedong in. That's now even on History Channel. Kick Chiang Kai-shek out. But the genius of this was, the U.S. just can't go invade countries because the people wouldn't put up with that. We were Christian, educated, informed patriots who knew what George Washington said. See, here's the problem. I'm trying to get into fake nuclear false flag, and then I start going through my mental process of how I understand all this. It's just impossible. It's just, there's just so much information. So what would happen is they'd pick Korea or they'd pick Vietnam. Or they'd pick another country, and they'd say, we're going to invade here, you're going to invade there. That'll allow us to make a lot of money and get control of society through weapon sales. It will allow us to create a paramilitary force that we can then use domestically. It'll give us battle-hardened troops in these wartime laboratories, as they're called. And so you take half of Germany, we take the other half after World War II. You take half of Korea, we take the other half. We take part of Vietnam, you take the other half, and then we kill each other. But we use that as a political diversion because if the Russians are at war against the Americans, the Russians can oppress their people because they're in a war. And the people go, we've got to do what the commissars say, we're in a war. Same thing in America. And it was when, and again, this has even been in the New York Times, you know, the headline, McCarthy was right. Well, that was about 4 years ago. The Russians declassified that it was all true. McCarthy was completely right. The U.S. Army was basically funding the communists in Russia, ran the whole thing, gave them nukes, gave them everything. McCarthy was great when he was targeting Hollywood people to create a censorship system and an excuse to set up spies and police state. But when he found out that it was all run by the Pentagon, politically they slit his throat. That's how sophisticated this is. And it's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. How does the banking cartel that dominates and control the West, when the French, the British, the Americans, we don't want to go invade and kill brown people. We don't want to pay for wars. We don't want to send our sons and daughters off. We'll fight in a righteous war. We'll fight today if we're being attacked or invaded. So they stage a terror attack. Then they hype it as a pretext to continue and expand those wars. Now they're going to stage racist events at tea parties, and they've been caught doing it. Now they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on conservatives. All of you conservatives that bought into this under Bush, now you're going to get the other end of it. You better grow up right now. Okay, there's not time for this. Stalin captured 22,000 U.S. troops in 1945 in Germany. This is declassified. This is public. And he said, I want them for slave labor. And Eisenhower said, sure, go ahead. That's what the government thinks of our troops in 1945. He was the head general. He actually complained about it, but Roosevelt, well, then it was Harry Truman, said go ahead. The point is, that's how ruthless these people are. You think Harry Truman didn't care about hundreds of thousands of Japanese they killed with A-bombs when Japan was already trying to unconditionally surrender? They did that basically like the Death Star blowing up Alderaan in Star Wars to show people the power of the Empire. Again, using a pop culture analogy for people. This is how they operate. This is what they do. You think if they don't care about hundreds of thousands of Japanese they killed on one day, mainly women and children, do you then think that they're going to care about 22,000 or 21,000 U.S. troops? Oh, Stalin said, I'm going to keep them. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, they're U.S. soldiers in Nazi camps. Go ahead and take them. Now, you remember that, cops and military. And don't sit there and tell me it isn't true. Don't you dare, in sitting there in your ignorance, neck deep in the cess of your ignorance, with all sorts of detritus floating around you in your ignorant brain, don't you sit there and say I'm making that up, punk. I'm talking to you out there that are in denial, that think you're patriots. You go look up what I just told you and find out it's true. Don't you just sit there and say I'm lying about it. Face it. You mean nothing to these people. Nothing. 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 You're with us, the people, whether you know it or like it. So again, I'll tell you, choose sides. I have studied the enemy's blueprints. I have studied their declassified documents. I know how their mind works. Think about that. They get with the Russians and they say, how do we carve up the world together? We've been allies throughout this war with the Nazis. We want to create collectivism too. In fact, the bankers that run America funded your predecessor, Lenin. How do we get this done? And their psych warfare experts came in and said, you set up a police state and collectivism under the name of fighting communism, and then we invade countries under the name of fighting you, and then you invade, and then we always divide the land between each other. That's why there's a deal to give the communist Chinese in 1979 the Panama Canal when we built it, for no reason. Wouldn't even let U.S. companies bid on it. That's why they give the communist Chinese and the Russians the drilling rights off our coast, but won't give our own companies that. That's why they give tax incentives for U.S. companies to leave and go to China. This is all a master plan that is stated. That's the thing. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of their blueprints have fallen into our hands. That's what's so frustrating here. This is not our opinion. It's got to stop. So here's the deal. Since the 40s and 50s, they have been teaching everybody we're going to be nuked as an excuse to set up a police state. And they've ingrained that in our psyche. And I've seen thousands of different factors coinciding in a political future vortex. And this isn't mumbo jumbo. This is political deep research integrating all the information. Thousands of points that go into it, that there is a distinct possibility, and I've been saying this for many years, that the establishment will stage a nuclear 9/11. And now they've been hyping it for 8 years, saying it's not a question of if, but when nukes go off, and the CFR has even bragged and said Al-Qaeda will probably hit Denver, Dallas, Cleveland, and one other city. That's meant to scare their buddies. When the CFR members, Gary Hart, Warren Rudman, and others get up and predict an attack on the World Trade Center and that a police state will follow for our own good, that's showing off. And that's why they all gasp whenever a month ago Bill Gates got up and said, carbon dioxide's what humans put out. We've got to cut the human population. Everyone gasped and giggled and clapped. It was like a little demonic celebration. Oh, we're here on the inside group. Ooh, we feel powerful. It's our little power fetish. Ooh, talking about killing people in mass. We're control freak cult. And Gates all got this demonic smile and like was just shivering with, oh, I'm giving all my money to kill people. Oh, I'm so, and I'm telling them it's to help them. Oh. I mean, I have to sit here and see these psychopaths in big groups, like a group of blackbirds or carrion crows in a field picking our flesh, and I have to see all the stupid soccer moms and Joe Sixpack believing all the garbage, and I have to watch you being financially destroyed. I have to watch them poisoning your water. I have to watch all this happening to you every day. Knowing how real it is, knowing it's 110%, so indescribable I can't even tell you. People think I'm exaggerating. You have no idea how bad it is. I said I'd cover news, and I'm not doing it, am I? I'm just ranting because it's just so fundamental. Once you get wicked people in government, once you get corrupt systems in, they just recruit more and more evil. And then they compete with each other, and it gets more and more wicked, more and more sadistic, more and more psychopathic. That's history, folks. And it's high tech. It's here, a high tech overlay. They want to invade Iran. They want to set up a domestic police state. They want to be able to steal the pension funds during the crisis. They've got the mobile checkpoint processing units with the body scanners and brain scanners rolling out. We've shown you the Homeland Security videos. They want to fully federalize everything and give the federal contracts to a select group of corporations. And they need a nuke attack. If I was them, and I'm able to step into their battle command system, I can see what they're doing, the different plays they've got, the different options, the different programs. And if you study this, you can too. And I can step into their worldview and how they think. And I can tell you they've got a fistful of cards. And they've got that nuke, false flag nuke attack right there in their hand. Do they just hype it as a psychological threat? They're already doing that. They've already played that. Do they bust somebody, some patsies, and claim that they had a nuke? Because the people are waking up to them. They need something spectacular. Or do they detonate one weapon, multiple weapons? Why is the government committing political suicide? In a republic, in a representative system, they're all going to be out of office. Why don't they care? Why do they just rush forward on every front? Why? Because they know they've got the ace in the hole. They've got the royal flush. They got nukes. And as another card to suppress their political enemies, they're now teaching the school kids and the people on the news, everyone who doesn't like the Federal Reserve is a Nazi, hates black people. Anyone that talks about fluoride in your water is a Nazi and hates black people. Anybody that doesn't want government-run health care is a Nazi and hates black people. Makes no sense until you realize the programming and the brainwashed mass they're talking to. And so we know they've already played the fake nuke card psychologically. Will they play it for real? I've been telling you for now several years that they are going to demonize the Patriot movement and now in the last year and a half, the Tea Party movement, and stage events and say you're terrorists and say you're white Al-Qaeda and stage some fake raids on militias and people to create the illusion that there's this dangerous threat in the preparatory phase leading up to the staged event. And everything I was looking for them to do has happened exactly as we said, because it's a playbook. And I'm sitting here watching them run a playbook on us. And I know exactly what they're going to do. And I'm telling you, they're probably going to set nukes off. Okay, I just want you to know that. Unless we get the word out about false flag terror, and all you good old boys that are scared of what your church is going to say or scared of what your neighbor is going to think, you better just stop caring what people think, okay? You better grow up. The first thing about being a man or being a woman and being a strong person is that when you're in the right and you know you're right, I don't care if I was on a stage with 10,000 people spitting at me and throwing tomatoes at me. I don't care. If I'm telling the truth, I don't care if they strip me butt naked and march me out and throw horse manure on me. I care less because I know I'm right, and I don't care what those cowards and people who aren't in the arena think. I could literally care less. Grow up, folks. In your gut, you know it's false flag. You know it's all staged. I got the Democrats and the AP staging racism events to blame it on us. That's all these people do is frame us. We're the good people. They're the scum. Look at their fruits. Look at everything these controllers do. And then I hear Obama say, no longer are we worried about state-to-state nuclear war, country-to-country, we're worried about terror. And it's the number one threat facing the U.S. And they are the terrorists. So they're telling you, we are the terrorist. This is going to be our game plan. This is how we're going to reshuffle the world and relaunch our operation. And so they're preparing to stage nuke attacks and blame it on Iran. It's like they claim Saddam had nukes and was going to nuke us. People won't believe it this time. They've got to have a nuke attack. So I'm telling you, they've got the card in the poker game, and they are just about to lay that card down. And we better say, hey, I'm not playing cards with you anymore. What's that coming out of your sleeve? Look at three decks of cards back in there. What in the world is going on here? It's a rigged game, folks. They got cards up their sleeves. They're the ones playing the terror cards, the race cards, the fake environmental cards. They're the ones putting the cards on the table!
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
But think about how asinine it is that a month ago it was declassified in major news that Dick Cheney ran the attack on the Russians in South Ossetia, and our news said the Russians had attacked, when it was all over the foreign news that Georgia had attacked. Then U.S. NATO aircraft were flying in to back them up, and Russia rolled over the border with mobile nuke vehicles, with medium-range nukes, and their head general, their chairman of their joint chiefs, came on and said, we're preparing to nuke you. Cheney was testing them, seeing, I mean, he's a guy who's had 5 heart attacks, is bored out of his mind, is completely sadistic and crazy, and It's been declassified. He wanted to attack U.S. ships using Navy SEALs to blame it on Iran. The exact same crew is in control right now over Obama. It's a big sick joke. They've looted us with the banks. They've looted us with the insurance companies. And then he says, oh, the greatest threat in the world is Al-Qaeda with nukes hitting the United States or other countries. And we've got to have a global regime to stop it, i.e. police state over everyone and all the borders, letting all the illegals in but controlling the citizens. This is a global regime. We've got to have a global regime for the environment. Another secret document from the White House, the London Guardian reporting on it. In fact, print me the London Guardian that's leaked, that is linked here in the article on the leak. Leaked U.S. document calls for global regime to tackle climate change. We have that other U.N. document about Green New World Order. Print me that one from a month ago. Then we have the Copenhagen document that said the same thing. A tyrannical world government and environmentalism is their front. Again, it's another false flag. It isn't real. They pick carbon dioxide that all humans exhale, that's involved in all industry, all locomotion, everything. And they pick it so they can run every facet of your life. I mean, it's elementary. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's 1 plus 1. I mean, I've got a 2-year-old, and I can say, what is 1 plus 1? She goes, 2, 2. That sweet little voice, and I almost cry every time I look at her, knowing the world she lives in. But the public goes, oh, I can't do 2 plus 2. I can't do 1 plus 1. I can't do anything. I just don't want to believe that, Alex. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe they're going to take our pension funds. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I did see it on the news, but I just can't believe it. You better believe every stinking bit of it. They think you're a bunch of gullible morons. You know how risky it is for the black congressional caucus in Congress to go stage an event and claim they were called the N-word on video when they weren't, and claim they were spit on when they weren't. You know how risky it is for the Democratic Party to attack their own offices in Denver? That's Denver Post. You know how risky it is for them to have their people planted with N-word signs at tea parties? They don't care if they get caught. This is a group of revolutionary criminals that are going to do whatever they want. They're a bunch of low-down, stinking snakes, scum, filth. And the Republican Party, Newt Gingrich, who supports value-added taxes and global greenhouse gas taxes and is one of the PNAC masterminds of 9/11, running around talking about how he's fighting Obama when Obama was put in power by his handlers and he knows full well it's all a bunch of theater. Now, that's a little harder for people to get. That's more like 5 plus 5 equals 10. When Watson comes on, we're going to get into all of this. Foes of Tea Party movement to infiltrate rallies. Tea Party agent provocateur outed. We outed him. Proud of our sights. Now in the AP. No credit, of course, given to us. I could care less. And a lot more. But bottom line, they are infiltrating patriots to make us look racist, to make us look like terrorists. They are provocateuring. And you better be ready for it to only intensify in the coming months and years. And get the word out about false flag. That takes the power out of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.